get confused momentarily as to really what to say. You may know the correct subject-verb agreement, but at that point that you're so busy thinking about what you're going to say and wanting to get it correct, you may sometimes lose your train of thought.
Is that true mostly for a formal situation, like a formal luncheon or a formal professional meeting, or would it be different if you were just socializing with your white friends, or maybe your white friends that you grew up with?
Well, this is different when you're socializing with your white friends, because you know that your white friends accept you as you are. You know, and you feel more relaxed, so you're not subject to, you don't have to think about that particular thing as to whether or not I've got to make sure that I put an S on this verb. You know, as you would be if you were with somebody that you didn't know.
Can you think of anything, in the way of an example, can you think of anything at all that you might say when you're in the company of blacks that you might not say when you're in the company of whites? Any kind of expression or slang or grammatical construction or colloquialism, anything at all?
Oh, yeah, there are some things that I might say. For example, I would probably say to my children or my nieces and nephews, if you don't do whatever it is that I'm asking them to do, boy, I will kill you. If you don't get your butt, use very strong terminology with them that I wouldn't use, you know. Some things like that. There are others, but...
What about a greeting? I don't know if this is exclusively black usage or not, but sometimes when blacks greet each other, usually I hear it from young blacks, they'll say something like, "What's happening? What it is?" That kind of thing. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am familiar with. Can't keep up with, but I hear, just like you. I hear, but these things change so often until I can't keep up with them, you know. Sometimes it's, "Hey, bro, what's happening?" You know, it gets to be bro instead of brother, or "Hey, man, what's happening?"
When you say, when you hear that, do you usually associate that with blacks, or do you ever hear whites say that?
Yes, I do hear whites use it usually when they have been around, and you know. A group of blacks that they have become friendly with, and when they accept each other for what they are, you know, and they say, "Well, you know, we're friends, we're more or less blood brothers, you know, you take on some of my traits, I take on some of your traits, and I can greet you like that, you know, I can relate to you."
Can you think of anything at all that you would consider distinctively black? Exclusively black usage, as far as expressions or anything goes, that you've never heard of white use?
That's a hard one. I can't really. Think of, anything now, because there used to be terms, especially when things were first integrated, you know, and teachers could not relate to black kids because they didn't know what they were saying. And the first word that I was going to think of, you know, I said booty, you know, but that's recently come out in songs, you know. So
shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
What is a booty?
Well, they were referring to the posterior end, you know.
It's a booty, yeah.
And of course, that can be used by whites, black. Now, I can't really think of anything now. There used to be a lot of terms.
Okay. If you think of any later on in the interview, just let me know. All right. Now, as far as this asking you about life here in Panama City, was there anything that you thought I might ask but didn't?
I don't know anything. Is
far as places to go, things to see, cultural, social life, anything like that?
Well, you have covered just about everything. Was there the art shows and the music association presentations.
Is there any kind of civic center or something like that in town?
Well, this is what we call the municipal auditorium. That schedule events, for anybody who wants to bring them in.
Are there things like that going on at the junior college?
Yes, they do bring in the Lyceum City.